This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Raimundo Molina Jr. Date of birth, January the 3rd, 1974. Case ID number is 619-2519. Date of exam, December the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records for Monte Cristo Family Clinic, dated 9/30/2022, and Eddie Byrd Regional Medical Center, dated 4/22/2023. Identifying information, this is a 49-year-old separated male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate amputation of the right foot and toes, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and decreased vision. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in September of 2023, where he worked as a truck driver for 22 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, is not receiving disability benefits. The claimant did present with his wife. Allegations number one, transmetatarsal amputation of the right foot and toes. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension. And number four, decreased vision. History of allegations, transmetatarsal amputation of the right foot and toes. The claimant states that in September of 2022, the claimant presented to the hospital secondary to having osteomyelitis of the right toe. He went on to have two operations, one that was performed September the 18th, 2022, and a second one on December the 5th, 2022, for amputation of the right foot, which is at the transmetatarsal area. The claimant did have sepsis at the time and was treated for infection. No injections were given. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant does have a cane and walker and that he uses all the time. At this time, he did present with his walker. His physician is Dr. Rolando Yarito. He is presently on gabapentin 100 milligrams BID for pain, and he does minimal physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, but not doing any other kind of work. He does not watch TV, comma, help with the housework, comma, cook, comma, do the laundry, comma, or do any other exercise at this time, secondary to problems with his feet. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2004, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. The claimant does suffer from in-organ retinopathy and has had laser in both eyes. And he was told that he does have nephropathy with a creatinine level of 1.9 and a BUN of 40 milligrams / DL, which is also elevated. He suffers also from diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands, feet, and legs. He denies any cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose every other day and states that today it came out to be 150 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 9.5%, which is poorly controlled. He states his blood glucoses usually come out between 50 to 560 milligrams / DL. The claimant is presently taking Lantus 30 units sub-Q QAM, Novolog 10 units sub-Q AM, and 5 units sub-Q PM. Seglurumet, 5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams, 1 tablet, BID. The claimant does not appear to be well controlled at this time with a hemoglobin A1C of 9.5%. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004 he was having chest pain and blurred vision. He denies any shortness of breath or headaches. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. He does have nephropathy and has a creatinine level of 1.9, which is elevated, and a BUN of 40 milligrams / DL. He was diagnosed with essential hypertension. His blood pressure today was 174 over 93 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, the claimant states that he did not take his medication this morning before coming to my office. He is presently taking ramipril 2.5 milligrams QD, amlodipine bisalate 5 milligrams QD, furosemide 20 milligrams, 2 tablets QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2001 he started to develop problems with his vision. He suffers from diabetes mellitus and hypertension, as well as diabetic retinopathy and cataract formation. The claimant has difficulty with both eyes, and he is presently not using glasses. He states his night vision and peripheral vision is good. However, he has had laser of both eyes, which were performed in October 2023, November 2023, and still has a pending right eye laser for 12/15/23. His smell and vision at this visit was OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/30, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. His condition appears to be fairly stable. Family history. The father is 72 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The mother is 69 and suffers from diabetes mellitus, cerebral vascular accident, hypertension, and heart disease. Medications, ramipril 2.5 milligrams QD, amlodipine bisalate 5 milligrams QD, metoclopramide 5 milligrams QD, Lantus 30 units sub-Q QAM, celostazole 100 milligrams BID, prednisolone acetate 1%, 1 drop QD, Novolog 10 units sub-Q QAN and 5 units sub-Q PM, furosemide 20 milligrams, 2 tablets POQD, seglurumet 5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams, 1 tablet BID, gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, decreased vision with diabetic retinopathy, cataract formation, and diabetic retinal bleeds. Amputation of the left foot, secondary to necrotizing soft tissue infection and cellulitis, and osteomyelitis of the phalanges of toe. History of acute injury of the kidney. Amputation and partial foot, transmetatarsal amputation of the right foot. The first form performed on 12/5/22. And 9/18/2022. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol. The claimant states that he occasionally drinks alcohol but has not done so for some time now. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using crack. He denies the use of marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of marijuana, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine and crack was in 2016. Communicable infections. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.2 Fahrenheit, weight 254 pounds, height 5 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 174 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 35, general. This is a 49-year-old male who appears to be his stated age as and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian, presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal, especially for the right side. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not come with any eyeglasses. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted. However, the claimant did have cyanosis of both lower extremities with some pedal edema. No ulcers, and the claimant also had signs of poorly controlled diabetes mellitus with mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. Holman sign was negative. Skin. The claimant did have multiple tattoos all over his body. Neurological. Could you please drop down to the last sentence? reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and the biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat antalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that he needs all the time in order to ambulate with. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the lower extremities. On the right side, where he had a transmetatarsal, so amputation, mild joint swelling was noted. No erythema was noted. However, the claimant does have a mild effusion and deformity noted at the right foot, secondary to the amputation. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities. However, the claimant has decreased range of motion of the right lower extremities, secondary to the amputation. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He was unable to stand on 1 foot bilaterally or hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a walker at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the left lower extremity. However, the claimant did have weakness of +3/5 for the right lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, where the claimant has a transmetatarsal amputation, which appears to be well healed. However, he is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields but does have some limitations in his visual acuity from diabetic retinopathy, which is being treated at this time. He is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a right foot transmetatarsal amputation, comma, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and decreased vision. Probable diagnoses: number one, amputation of the right foot and toes from a transmetatarsal surgical amputation, which appears to be well healed. The claimant does have difficulty ambulating with that foot, and it appears to be mildly swollen and tender. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 9.5%, indicating the claimant is not well controlled. Allegation number three, hypertension. Blood pressure at this visit was 174 over 93. MMHG, which is borderline high. The claimant states he did not take his medication this morning. Allegation number four, decreased vision, secondary to diabetic retinopathy and cataract formation. He is being treated for his condition, and his eye vision is fairly stable. He has not been given glasses secondary to being treated with surgery and laser of both eyes at this time. He is still pending laser treatment in a couple of weeks. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Raimundo Molina, Jr.